Game one of a three-game set between the White Sox and Twins. Rain, rain, go away. We've got ourselves a rain delay. 36 minutes to be exact. We'll take it to the top of the sixth. Game tied. Todd Frazier at the plate.
Castro sets up outside in the pitch. Line drive up the middle. Dive stopped by Dozier. From his knees. Comes up in time.
Davidson 0-for-2. He has struck out fly to right. And the 2-2 lifted in the air. Right field in trouble. Kepler back at the wall, and the White Sox take the lead. Matt Davidson goes opposite field off the facing of the second deck as he homers for the second straight day, his third of the year, and Chicago leads 2-1. 1-2, one out, bases empty, seventh inning. Presley to Kevin Smith, and here it comes, line to right field, Kepler charging, diving and catching! Belly flop, Superman diving grab from Kepler and right. And the 2-2, he got him. Strike three called on the curveball. You sit cutter, you think it's coming. And he goes off speed of curveball, and Castro knew it, 1-0. 0-2, and the pitch got him. Strike three in the dirt, the breaking ball blocked by Smith. And fair territory picks it up and throws him out, 2 outs. Comes home 0-2, weak ground ball right side. This should do it. Saladino gloves, throws, ball game over. Chicago takes game one. 2-1 the final score tonight here at Target Field.
In his first MLB start, Dylan Covey goes 5 1/3, giving up one run on 5 hits. Adalberto Mejia goes 5, giving up one run on 4 hits with 4 strikeouts. Fun fact of the game, this is the first time in history that a team started 3 outfielders with the same last name. Avisaíl Lauri and Willy Garcia, all part of history on Friday night. Paul Molitor and the Twins lost a close one to the White Sox on Friday. Let's hear what the Twins skipper had to say about the loss.
I think missed opportunities early a little bit. We had that guy, first start. We put a little pressure on him, but we couldn't push a lot across early. We had some good hitters counts along the way. We had rolled over a lot of balls tonight. I give him credit for hanging in there. I think both starters minimized damage. They weren't particularly clean. It didn't have a lot of pace early, but the score stayed low. I was happy to get Mejia through five and get him out on a good note. And, we had fresh arms out there. Presley had a real clean six, and then he just looked like a little slider up to Davidson, and that was the difference in the game.
Did you see a more typical outing of Mejia, what you expect that he'll be like?
Uses the off-speed a little bit more, I thought. He still got sped up quite a little bit, I thought, at times. But, he was able to minimize the damage, and I kind of scratched that one across on him. But, there are some misfires, but he made some, I thought, better quality pitches overall.
It looks like he can add some traction from that fastball, lots of different numbers. Is that a conscious effort from him, or was he just kind of up and down with the velocity?
That's kind of what he does. I when he wants to try to get a little more run, you'll see lower numbers, and he'll try to elevate with a little higher numbers. He's just gives you a couple different looks off the fastball.
As dominant as Presley was in the sixth, a little shocking to see a guy take him out. Three balls hit pretty well.
Yeah, those guys that came in later in the game, they all had been out for 4 days or so. And I think Presley, where was he at after the first inning? 13, somewhere in there. So it was, I kind of had figured if we could get a clean six, go back out for the seventh. Got ahead of Davidson, and he couldn't get him to chase a curveball, and he tried the slider and, just kind of left it up where he could get extended.
Another two-ball curveball, what do you think those plays that Max made?
Not sure exactly. They look like both the next two were both, both up in the zone, too, and guys out over. They just kind of – he's a tough guy to pull, so guys did a good job of staying on him and using the whole field.
You saw from defensively, Kepler, Dozier made a couple real nice plays, keep you in it.
Yeah, defense was good again. Joe had a nice pick on Polanco's throw. Polanco had a nice play on the other one where he one hopped it, and Miggy battled a tough hop and recovered. And Dozier's play, and there were some good things. We made a nice relay play, and just not enough offense today.
Is this a case where if you just get one hit early, it's one of those first three innings, and this whole game is?
I think it might change the complexion a little bit. I'm sure that I'm sure he gained confidence every inning he went back out there with, you know, with the score tied or keeping it down. So, he got a little better, I thought, as he went on. His breaking stuff got a little bit better. I thought he was a little erratic early, but we didn't capitalize.
Coming out of Detroit, after you guys had the big run score, and were you thinking that you were about to kind of hit a stretch here with the offense? Or
you've been around a long time. Momentum, you know, how long it lasts and what's going to happen the next day. We, you know, a little bit of a similar lineup, at least at the top tonight. But, you know, you're hoping those things start to flow, but it's kind of unpredictable.
Jose Quintana of the White Sox will square off against the Twins' Ervin Santana in Game 2 on Saturday.